Unit 8, Track 19.
I'd like to briefly tell you about a few of the main attractions at the palace. You'll find these on the map in your information pack. Now, one of the first things you'll see is the statue of King Hupugata, which I just mentioned. This is on the right-hand side of Monument Court, the main square inside the palace grounds. Monument Court so-called because of the many statues of kings, queens and other historical figures there. Dating back to 123 BCE, the king's statue is 6 metres high, made of stone with a layer of gold and dotted with jewels. That's genuine gold, by the way, not just paint. Unfortunately, the jewels are made of glass. The originals were stolen many centuries ago. Just beyond the court is the Temple of the Sun. This is the oldest part of the palace and is estimated to be about 2,700 years old. It originally had a roof, but now there are just the columns that supported it. There are 130 of them altogether, each one rising between 20 and 25 metres from the ground to support a frame of iron bars on which the roof originally rested. To the left of the Temple of the Sun is the New Palace, and it's here that you'll find the Royal Chambers. It's called the New Palace because it's the newest part of the palace complex, although it was actually completed in 1346, which makes it quite old, really. Anyway, the Royal Chambers were where kings and queens from the middle of the 14th century had their private rooms, bedrooms, bathrooms, things like that. It was also where they would have kept all their valuables, although these have now been moved to the Palace Museum, which is also worth a visit. This was opened in March 2010. No, sorry, 2011. As well as valuables like jewellery and other historical objects, the museum also houses an impressive collection of weapons, including a sword that is said to have belonged to King Hupugata himself.